and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Good morning, and good to be here.
So is it safe to say bath salts have made their way to the city?
Yeah, you know what? We haven't seen it before, and of course we've heard about it. There's been a lot of really tragic things down in the United States, and it has sort of poked its head up in the Maritimes. Just this past weekend, we had two incidents, one where we believe a man had ingested the drugs, and he reacted very, very violently and was in a huge struggle with the police. He's under arrest. And another where we've made a very, very significant seizure, about 15 kilos of what we believe to be this drug, MDPV, which is commonly marketed as bath salts. It's a pretty dangerous drug.
Did bath salts sort of hit everybody by surprise?
Well, no. This is not an uncommon thing. It's what they call a designer chemical drug. And there are some people that'll spend a little bit of time in their intellect, and they'll concoct these very dangerous drugs, often in their garage. And they've come up with a new variation of what are often referred to as the MDA drugs or other chemical drugs. And it's a new variation, but this one's very dangerous. It's hallucinogenic. It often results in very violent reactions from people. And right now, it's not scheduled in Canada, although Health Canada announced on June 5th that it's moving very quickly to get this on the restricted list. And so, you know, it'll very quickly result in people going to jail if they manufacture or sell this thing.
So it's not it's not illegal yet.
Right at this moment, no, it's not. But it's very, very dangerous, and the government of Canada is moving very quickly. This is very common. They'll just sort of modify the molecule on one of these designer chemical drugs to bypass the scheduled list. And the government moves very quickly to get them on the list. But this one has shown up in Canada, and so there's a certain sense of urgency to that, getting that work done.
I'll tell you, the most disturbing thing about bath salts is that no matter what anybody does while on bath salts, the embarrassment of going through arrest or your behavior, you seem to do it naked.
Yeah, well, you know what? It is a drug that causes people to behave bizarrely. There was a terrible case down in Florida where a man was violently attacked and he was chewing on another guy's face. It's just, can you imagine how outrageous that is?
And you're so naked while you do it.
Well, and that seems to be a bit of a common theme, but I think that's not the greatest danger of this drug. The greatest danger is you're going to get yourself into all sorts of difficulty. Others around you are going to be put hugely at risk, and I think this drug can result in deaths. And, you know, two of my cops were violently attacked on a weekend. We believe the guy was under the influence of this particular drug, and the assaults on the police officers, you know, resulted in pretty serious injuries. I want my guys to be safe. I want the public to be safe. And even people who might be inclined to use some of these designer drugs, they've got to know this one's dangerous.
So before we let you go, what did you find, and what happened to the guy?
With all the stuff we've seized, fortunately, we seized a lot of other drugs that are already quite illegal. There was cocaine and other very serious drugs. We also seized about a dozen firearms, which gives you some idea of the connection between what we allege to be organized crime and the manufacture of these drugs. People that are in the business of producing those drugs and putting them on the streets of our cities are not people interested in the public welfare. They're out to make a buck, and the way in which they do that is dangerous to everybody. And that's one of the reasons we do these investigations, and hopefully we've stopped this individual, and we've got a lot more work to do on that investigation, because it's not the responsibility of just one guy.
Over the long weekend, tell your guys, if they see me in the park enjoying a bottle of wine with my girl, don't give me a ticket, okay? It's just a bottle of wine. It's,
you know,
Canada
what?
Day weekend, all right?
I can pass that on, but you got to make a promise to me, too. Keep your clothes on.
Yes, I will.
Oh, trust me. That promise has to be made to the entire city, Chief.
I think we've made a deal here.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.